At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you renew your mind in Christ and you be transformed from the ways of the world. I pray that you love the Lord with all your mind, heart, and soul forever. I pray that you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I just hope that your situation clears up and that the Lord guides you through whatever challenges or obstacles may be in the way. Or if you're going through a good season, a fruitful, joyful, happy season, then more power to you. God bless you. Amen. And I just wanted to just share that, you know, that whatever anybody's going through out there, whether it is a temptation or a trial, a tribulation, a hardship, anything anybody's battling with, you know, give it to the Lord. Amen. Only the Lord can fix it. Hallelujah. So always trust in the Lord with everything. All right. Now, in today's message, of course, I'm going to continue reading the book of Genesis from chapter 25 and onward. I'm just going to continue this Genesis series. I just got this Bible like a few moments ago. I told y'all about that from a church friend. Shout out to Brother Lance. And he gave me this Bible and I just started digging in it. I wanted to go from all the way to beginning, all the way upward, you know, because when I started doing my podcast messages since 2021, I would kind of scramble around like the Old Testament, New Testament, whatnot, kind of piggyback off of it with different topics and messages. But this time I want to go in order, you know, be thorough, more thorough about the word from the beginning, you know. So just want to share Genesis and then close out and go from there. All right. So a lot going on in the world today, you know, a lot going on, man, all four corners of the earth. You keep hearing these different weird news stories day by day. I know I'm going to do a news roundup later this week, but it's just crazy. You keep hearing all these stories about Mexico and things going on in Mexico and the border and things going on in the south and northeast region as well. Of course, you know, the whole America really can't leave out no parts, right? And all four corners of the earth, it's just a lot going on. So we really have to stay in the Lord's presence. We really have to keep the Most High first. We really have to stay on that narrow path because y'all see the direction this world is going in. Amen. So let us stay on that narrow path and embrace it. So I'm going to continue with Genesis and go from there. All right, so here we go. The book of Genesis, chapter 25. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him Zimran and Jokshan and Medan and Midian and Ishbak, and Shua. So the thing about these different Bibles, some of them are translated differently. So if I say certain words and names wrong, just correct me for edification, whatnot, because every different Bible translation is different, whether it's King James Version, New King James Version, NIV, or what have you. They kind of throw out different letters and different names. So mind me if I get it wrong. All right, bear with me. So let's continue. And Jokshan begot Sheba, and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Asherim, and Letushim, and Lumen, and the sons of Midian were Ephan, Ephah, Epher, Hanak, Abida, Elda. All these were the children of Keturah, and Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward unto the east country. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, 185 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age as an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. So this basically discusses Abraham's last days and what he did for Isaac on his way out, knowing he was transitioning to a new phase. So Abraham lived a full blessed life. You know what I mean? We got to live full blessed lives out here. You know what I mean? Full blessed lives. Amen. So let's continue reading. And his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth. There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahairoi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to the generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, Kedar, Abdil, Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, and Hadar, and Tima, and Jetur, and Naphish, and Kedima. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are the names by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years old. And he gave up his spirit and died, and was gathered into his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest towards Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to his wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." So this part, this goes about two nations. This goes between Jacob and Esau. And you know, when you read the book of Romans, it talks about how God loved Jacob and hated Esau. So as we continue reading Genesis, you're going to continue to see why, of course, with the story of Esau selling his birthright or whatnot. And, you know, Jacob stole the blessing and all that. So it was a funny, interesting story between Jacob and Esau, how it all played out all in all. But it's just interesting how Rebecca birthed Esau and Jacob out of this. All right. So let's continue reading out of here. Now let's see what we have here. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there are twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out. After that his brother came out, and his hand took on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. So you see the difference between Esau and Jacob. Esau was a wild man, an outdoors guy. Jacob was a homebody. He was an inside, calm, mellow brother. So interesting how they were descriptive. The word is descriptive about their personalities and their traits, and how some people still kind of carry that energy around them to this day. All right, so let's continue what we have here. All right, and then let's see. And Isaac loved Esau, because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. All right. And Jacob said, and Esau was cooking stew, making food. And Esau came from the field, and he was tired, he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same pot stew that you have, for I am faint." Therefore his was named called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day," and he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentil stew, food, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his own birthright. So you saw how that whole thing went down between Jacob and Esau. Esau was just very tired and, you know, almost near death about his experience being outdoors. And Jacob was just inside, calm, chilling, cooking, another day for him. And you see the exchange, how Esau sold his whole entire birthright and blessing just for a plate of food. You get what I'm saying? Because when it came to things being passed down or birthrights, inheritances, things like that, the firstborn was to always get it. But Esau is out of order and gave it to Jacob instead. So that's how everything kind of flowed through there. But it's kind of crazy how things flow and through and how God works through all, you know. So very interesting story, you know, to see how things are from the beginning. All right, so let's continue reading about Jacob and Esau. Now let's see. Chapter 26, the book of Genesis, chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Ambleach, king of the Philistines, into Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, "Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of his wife. And he said, "She is my sister," for he feared to say, "She is my wife," lest, said he, "the men of the place shall kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon." She was very beautiful. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Behold, of a surety she is thy wife, and how said thou, she is my sister?" And Isaac said unto him, "Because I said, lest I die for her." And Abimelech said, "What is this thou hast done to us? One of the people might lightly have lain with your wife, and thou should have brought guiltiness upon us. Excuse me. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He that touch this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Then Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with the earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, "Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we." And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged up in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitnah. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, "For now the Lord had made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." So as you can see here, Isaac was having issues with Abimelech and the Philistines, because when Abraham had passed away, Amalek and the Philistines didn't really honor Abraham or his land or his possessions. So they kind of stopped all the water from flowing and wanted to just build their own land or turf. So Isaac had to dig back up everything that belonged to him and what God owed to him. Amen. Remember, the Bible says that the Lord blessed Isaac. So the Lord blessed Isaac's hands. He blessed everything he sowed, and he blessed his works and his hands in the field and whatnot. So you kind of see how you have your run-ins or your conflicts with certain nations and certain people along life. But you will always prevail. You always come out prosperous and a winner. God always looks out for his people, no matter what situation. Amen. As long as we keep him first and stay in alignment. Hallelujah. So let's continue where we go from here. All right, let's see. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him that same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he builded an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Amalek went to him from Gerar, and Hazuzath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me and have sent me away from you? And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we said, let there be now an oath between us, even between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do to us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up bedtimes in the morning and swore to one another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, we have found water. And he had called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were of grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah. So Esau was dealing with these women that Isaac and Rebekah didn't like. So Esau's parents didn't like the women that Esau was dealing with. And that tends to happen sometimes. Like, you see it to this day, how a person wanders off and just date whoever or marry whoever, and the parents disapprove of it. The parents disagree with it. You know what I mean? And that tends to happen for a cultural standpoint, bloodline standpoint. When you're dating other nations and dealing with people that tend to be the enemy or whatnot, the parents will not approve of it. You get what I'm saying? So Esau was a wild man and did what he wanted to do. And that's what made his parents even more angry. You get what I'm saying? So just interesting to see that part of the story. So let's continue Genesis chapter 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son, and he said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me some savory meat for such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for some food, some venison, some meat, and to bring it. And Rebekah spoke unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me some venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. So this is another part of Jacob taking the blessing before the birthright situation, before Isaac passed. You see how Rebekah intervenes and kind of cuts in on it, right? And they come up with a plan and strategy. Now let's continue where we go. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids, two goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loved. And thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will fill me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse. My son, only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, upon her younger son. And she put the skins of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto the father and said, my father. He said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according to as thou told me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat in my invention, that thou soul may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. So you see how Jacob and Rebekah are like deceiving, kind of trickery, this little trick play to kind of, you know, pulling this off and then lying about it on God's name. They're saying, oh, the Lord did it. You see what I'm saying? But it's crazy how it all played out, you know. So they took advantage of Isaac's age. Isaac, you know, they took advantage of that. You know, they took advantage of an old man, right? So let's see what we have here. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thy my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is of Jacob's, but the hands are of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy and his brother's Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And brought it near to him, and he did not eat, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelt the smell of his remnant, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of his father Esau, that Esau's brother came in from his hunting. So Jacob got up out of there. And he also said, and he also had made savory meat and brought it to his father, and said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that had taken the venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten all of before it come and have blessed him. Yeah, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great exceeding bitter cry and said to his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety. He came cunningly and had taken away the blessing. And he said, is it not rightly he named Jacob? And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he had supplanted me those two times. He took away my birthright, and behold now that I take away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of the heaven from above. And by thy sword shall thou live, and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand, then I will slay my brother Jacob. So Esau was heated. Esau was pissed because he got tricked twice. He got finessed twice. Jacob finessed Esau. And that left Esau very bitter, very angry, feeling sour, feeling the type of way. And Esau had it made up in his mind and his heart that he gonna mourn and be sad for his father. But when that process is all done with, he's gonna handle Jacob. So Esau's heated, all right? He's on 100. So let's continue. Let's go from there. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. As she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, do comfort himself, proposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise, and flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days until thy brother's fury is turned away. So Rebekah, the mom is looking out for Jacob and saying, hey, you better get up out of here. He's trying to kill you. So he had to get up out of Dodge. All right, let's see what we have here. And until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and for that, and he forget that which thou hast done to him, then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be depraved also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said unto Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do to me? So as you can see, Rebekah, she was very concerned about Jacob's dealings with women and his wives and whatnot. So they had to settle that. All right. So what I'm going to do is continue reading the book of Genesis, chapter 28, and go from there. All right. So here we go. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou may be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou may inherit the land wherein thou was a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that thou hast blessed him and gave him charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael and took unto the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of thy place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou lies down in. To thee I will give it, and to thy seed, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places, wherever you go, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God. and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon it, upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I may come again to my father's house in peace, then shall see the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give a tenth unto thee. So this is a powerful moment that Jacob had with the father. Jacob was so tired and went on his journey. He was so tired and so exhausted, he decided to lay down and just sleep. God put the spirit of rest on Jacob. He just knocked out to sleep. And God showed Jacob that powerful dream of the, you know, Jacob's ladder. He saw the ladder all the way up to heaven, and the Lord stood and saw him. And the Lord spoke to Jacob right where he was at. And the angels were descending and ascending upon the ladder. And Jacob was hearing God's voice, and he heard everything God told him about the promises of the land, all four corners, the north, the east, the south, the west, and the blessing of the land, and how the Lord is with us, and how he will keep accomplishing things through us in that seed. Amen. And Jacob woke up out of it, and Jacob just couldn't believe it. He was in awe. He had so much mixed emotions about it. But nonetheless, what did Jacob do? He honored the Lord. Those same stones he slept on, he made it into a pillar, and he made it to a place of worship and called that place after the Lord and made it a memorial there. Amen. So every time God shows you a revelation, God shows you or brings you something to pass, you praise him, you honor him, you do something for him back. And then what Jacob did said, everything that God gives me, I will give a tenth to the Lord. So this is basically where 10% really comes from. Because when it comes to the tithe and offering thing, many people have different mixed emotions about tithes and offerings and whatnot. But when it talks about 10%, right, like a tenth, it starts from Jacob. Because Jacob said, everything that God does for me, I will give tenth to him. Amen. So that's why the book of Proverbs also talks about first fruits. And the book of Malachi and different scriptures talks about a tenth, first fruits, generosity, charities, tithes and offering, giving, leading to the poor, all types of ways you can honor God with your possessions and everything he's blessed you with. Amen. So I just love this whole breakdown of what went on with Jacob and his journey and how he kept getting closer and closer to the Lord. And you kept seeing the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob just flowing through each story, through each situation. Amen. So there you have it, all right? That is the reading for the book of Genesis today. And of course, we're going to continue reading it onward and go from there, all right? So it's very amazing and beautiful to see God's promises be fulfilled. It's amazing how people obey God and stay in alignment with him and put him first. And you see the results, you see the aftermath, you see the prophetic, you see everything just unfolding in our lives, amen? So when we have a relationship with the Lord, let it not be just for an outcome or for material stuff or gain or for our own self, you know. Let it be just for the sake of who he is, you know. We have to love the Lord wholeheartedly with our whole mind, our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole might, you know what I mean? Let it not just be about wanting something so bad or having selfish ambitions or vain imaginations, amen. So let us always keep everything authentic and pure with the Lord. And the Lord sees our intentions, you know what I mean? So we always be raw and honest about everything and pray about it, amen? So let's tighten up, let's do better for the Lord, and let's stay happy and blessed, even through these crazy times that we're in, amen? All right, so there you have it, all right? What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? Hallelujah. So I hope that you all enjoyed the book of Genesis reading and that you all stay blessed to keep him fresh and obey his law, his laws, statutes, and commandments, you know, his precepts, his everything, his voice, hearkening to it, amen. All right, so here we go. Yes, he is the Adam, the Advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega, amen. Amen, the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal, the King of Israel, hallelujah, he is the King of kings, amen, he is the King of kings and Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Be-Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barak Atha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, yes, the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the sufficient one, the sustainer, the Lord of all, the consuming fire, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the name above all names, the mediator, the great physician, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the carpenter, yes, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous One, yes, the Radiant One, the Right, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Rule of God's creation, the Rule of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the Stone the Builders rejected, the True Bread, the True God, the True Light, the True Vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, the word of life. Yes, he is the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins. Hallelujah. All of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, his blood cleaned it. Amen. He paid the price for it. Hallelujah. Yes, let's get it. Amen. We serve a mighty creator, awesome God. Amen. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, healed, restored, blessed, favored, loved, new beginnings, new creature in Christ, born again, brand new life, brand new beginnings, fresh starts. Your hands will prosper. Everything you touch, you will prosper. The Lord made you the head and not the tail. You were wonderfully made, fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah, you are a part of his handiwork. Hallelujah. We're made in his image and likeness. Let's embrace that and be glad in that. Amen. Let's always trust in the Lord and know he's going to always guide us through. Amen. Always. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. So that was that. That was the message. That was the Genesis reading. All right. So it's always important to obey the Lord, obey his voice, and stay on that narrow path. Stay steadfast. Hallelujah. Stay obedient to him. So that's that, y'all. All right. So let us not be stiff-necked. Let's not be stubborn. All right. Let us be watchful of everything. And let us stay on point for the Lord. Hallelujah. So there you have it. All right. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized. You start your life over for the Most High. I pray that you repent and have new beginnings. And I just hope that the Lord changes your life around. He turns your life around for the good. I pray that you stay on that narrow path and you stay steadfast and firm. All right. So what I would love to do is just end this with a priestly blessing. Amen. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Yes. We serve an awesome creator. Awesome, awesome creator. All right. Yes. The priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Yes. In agreement. Amen. Shalom. All right. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. Y'all stay strong. Y'all stay prayed up. Y'all stay encouraged. Y'all stay with it. All right. Stay obedient to the Lord. I love you all, man. Let's fight the good fight. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.